Welcome to Festival Sounds. This episode we're going to chat about, is the Glastonbury ticket process fair? With me, I've got two guests. The luckiest man when it comes to competitions, Reese.
Are you referring to Florence here, Bilal?
No, but we'll add that to the list another win. Oh.
Whoops, okay. Yep. Thank you for having me.
And our first repeat guest, Tilly, is joining us.
Hello, I'm back.
Ticket day just happened. Everyone's complaining on social media who didn't get a ticket. Do you think the ticket process is fair, Reese?
Fundamentally, yes. I think every ticket process can be improved, but I think we're at the fairest system we could have at the moment.
Are you answering because you got tickets?
I am, but you're also speaking to somebody who hasn't seen anything other than a holding page in about 5 or 6 years. So not necessarily from experience myself, I'm useless.
Tells you weren't successful in the tickets.
I was unlucky this year. To be fair, it's my first year trying for actual tickets. So I didn't have, you know, loads of hope. I've heard how hard it can be. Was unlucky enough to not secure a ticket this year.
With that, do you think it's fair still?
I mean, I only registered once. I had it on one device, so I was doing, you know, everything that I was told to do in terms of having it one device and only having one registered account and all that. So, like, if people ordered it that way, I think it could be fair, but you know that's not how most people do it. Most people have a million accounts or lots of different accounts registered, loads of devices open. And so, you know, it's hard. I don't see how it could be more fair, but I don't think it's particularly fair at the moment.
Do you think that unfairness comes from there are people who, probably because they're more affluent than others, 4 devices on the go versus someone else who maybe only has 1 device who's just waiting for that refresh to go through? Do you think that creates an unfairness?
Yeah, definitely. And I do think, I mean, I've also heard there's differences on using a laptop as opposed to a phone, because I know phones, it's harder to have multiple screens and stuff open. And so maybe you run the risk of it being refreshed more quickly or something. But I think maybe the more devices you have, maybe the more luck you have, but then again, maybe the more likely you are to have it crash because you've got too many devices trying. So I don't know. It's all just very complicated, to be honest.
It's a tough one to call. Reese, how did you manage to get your tickets? Was it mobile? Was it laptop?
Yeah, so it was one of my friend's laptops. I think Tilly is fundamentally right, though, that if everybody did as we were told by the festival, they even tweeted out midway through the sale, 1 device only, it probably would be fairer. I don't mind saying I did have a work phone, a personal phone, and a laptop. So I'm kind of sat there refreshing all three.
You're exactly who I was describing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
You're the problem, Reese. You're the reason I didn't get a ticket.
Sorry, I hear that an awful lot in my life as well. So I think, yeah, myself, as I say, I never got anywhere. I don't seem to do anything other than refresh for kind of an hour until it goes out of... sells out. However, my friend got through on a PC.
Did your friend wait for the 20-second countdown for it to automatically refresh, or were they constantly hitting refresh every couple of seconds?
I'm pretty sure they would be doing exactly the same as me and smashing F5 every 2 seconds.
So there's a couple of points in there, isn't it? If you wait for the counter to go down, you're kind of doing the right thing because that's what they tell you to do. I think C-Tickets tweeted it out, please only use 1 device at 1 time. If you do those things, I think you reduce your chances.
And I think they threaten that it's gonna reduce your chances if you have more accounts, because they say, or if you have more tabs open, say, because they say, oh, you know, if multiple accounts got onto the tickets at once, it would boot you out of the queue, you get kicked out, all of this. But I just can't see how it doesn't help to have more chances to get a ticket. I think it's a tricky one, because what they're saying and the experiences people have who actually get tickets don't necessarily line up.
I agree with you when it comes to multiple devices. I kind of see what they're getting at with 2 tabs because they say it will confuse the system. You might get booted out because it will create two sessions. I can see that. There is a train of thought that it would be better if there was a London Marathon style ballot. What do you two think? Reese, what do you think?
My immediate reaction to that is no. It's a conversation that comes up pretty much every single year. If people are successful, you don't hear that suggestion. If they fail, sorry, Tilly, but sometimes people do do suggest it. My immediate thought is an example of the London Marathon. One of my friends loves running, has tried to participate for probably 10 years, never been selected. One of their friends took up casual running, applied, got accepted first time around, and then realized it was too much for them and didn't bother doing it. So it's a wasted space. So it makes it too, I don't say too easy, but I do think you encourage a lot of behavior of I may as well try.
And Tills, I don't know what you think about this, that if you make it a ballot, you'll get people who are a little more chill about whether they attend or not. And that changes the makeup of the festival. Do you think there's something in that?
I think I can see why people say that, but I also can see the argument that it shouldn't just be this hardcore elite. We go to Glastonbury every single year. It's my life and soul. Like, I live for Glastonbury. And they're the only people that are allowed to go. Like, I can see the argument that, like, people are saying, oh, you're not hardcore enough to go to Glastonbury because you don't sit and refresh the page every 2 seconds and live and breathe the refresh page and everything. But, like, who's to say someone more chill isn't going to make the festival as good? I don't know. I can see it both ways. But I think the argument that, oh, you'll get people who don't love Glastonbury going, but no one doesn't love Glastonbury. You go and you love it. So I don't know. I can see it both ways.
And that person still shelled out the best part of £400 for the ticket and parking.
They're still having fun, the festival. They're still going and experiencing it. And I'm sure they're not going to enjoy it any less. Well, I think they wouldn't enjoy it any less than someone who's been religiously every year. Arguably, they might enjoy it more because they're stepping into this whole new world that they've never experienced, and they'll come away from it absolutely flabbergasted.
Everyone had to go for the first time once, right?
Exactly.
If you're on social media 5 minutes after the ticket sale happens and you're saying, this ticket process isn't working, this is terrible, you're kind of doing it wrong, because that ticket sale lasts best part of an hour. You've got to be dedicated to it. And if you don't, you are lowering your chances of attending. So if you're complaining about the process and you're on social media when you should be trying for tickets, you're kind of compounding the problem. And so I see that. But I do agree with you that having new people show up to the festival en masse as well makes it exciting, because you get to see their faces when you go through the gate and everything's amazing. The first time you see Icon in the southeast corner, you want that reaction to it.
I would definitely agree. For the first time this year, after many years of me nagging, I've brought a couple of members of my family with me this year, and the kind of excitement, I guess, awe in their face is, it does make your festival better. And to Tilly's point, I've got no more right to go there just because I've been before than they did. You could argue they potentially enjoyed it more than me because it was also so new to them. So I do completely see both sides to it.
I like that reaction. I remember speaking to someone on the gate and they said, oh, how long have you been there? And I said, oh, it's been a couple of days already, because I get on site on the Monday. And they said, what's it like in there? I remember saying to this, he was, must have been all about 90, said, they've got stuff in there you wouldn't believe. His face lit up. He was so excited to go there. That's what you want. You want people like that. There was a train of thought that maybe people have multiple registrations going as well, and that they tried for coach tickets, but they didn't really want coach tickets. And then they used one registration for that and another to try in the main sale. I think that's a bit cute. I'm not too keen on that.
I think the main argument against a ballot is exactly that. There is nothing to stop. Currently, there is nothing to stop somebody registering 10 different times, entering 10 times. And I think we have to be a little realistic in that, yes, there probably are systems that Glastonbury could implement where you link to ID or something. That's another kettle of fish because people won't want to do it. But why are they going to spend money implementing this when they sell out every year as it is at the moment?
So I get that. Why would the festival change when they're selling out? It's a great news story for them. So even if, say you follow the train of thought that it's not fair, why would the festival change? It makes the news that it sold 100,000 tickets in an hour. That's good for them. Tills, do you think that's like a positive when you're looking at the festival? They go, oh, I'm at a thing that sells out every year in an hour versus, oh, I got my place on a ballot. Would you think it makes it more desirable?
I think it doesn't necessarily make it more desirable going through like the application process because you know it's going to be a pain. You know, oh my God, there's millions of people trying at the same time as me. Like your hopes, well, my hopes were low anyway. I knew I didn't have such a good chance. But I think when you do get it, I can only imagine, Reese, I'm sure you had this feeling, but I can only imagine that when you see that you've got a ticket, you're like that extra bit grateful because, you know, almost you felt like you've got the golden ticket and you were that one special person. And I can imagine if you then, you know, were there when you do, I'm not 100% sure, but do you get sent your ticket in the post?
If you get a general admission, yes. If you get coach, then you get given your ticket on the coach, I believe.
Right. I can imagine that moment when you receive your ticket after, you know, that refreshing page and that pain and that torture. I can imagine that's literally like second best to being at the festival itself, like getting your ticket. So I can see why, you know, it can be, even though it's a pain and every year people complain it's a pain, people continue to do it because the chances of getting it, and when you do get it, I can imagine it just feels amazing. Can't relate, but
Okay, so it sounds like we're being really mean to Tilly here. But she does have a way into the festival if she wants, and that is you're guaranteed through an organisation you volunteered with before if you want to go down that route.
Yes, yes. There's solutions, but I'm still going to complain.
But this isn't a let's make Tilly feel bad episode. You know, it's not that. And actually, for what it's worth, I tried for tickets with my four devices, and wasn't successful, wasn't even close, and I tried coach, and I tried the main sale. Every year, there's always whispers about someone found a way to get tickets easier than others. There was a video going around WhatsApp that showed someone who'd completed a ticket sale, but then edited part of the URL, hit return, and then appeared to get back to the start of the ticket process. Do you think that was...
I haven't seen it, but I've seen like similar in previous years, not necessarily editing the URL, but getting to a certain point, and if you hit refresh at the exact right time, then it will take you back and you can buy multiple tickets for yourself and then dish them out or whatever. So I've seen similar, and I mean, maybe there's one slim person who can, like, slim chance of a person doing that, but I feel like it must be fake, surely.
I've been sent a document which kind of gives the impression that there was a way to access some quieter servers during the ticket sale. It involved changing a file on your PC or Mac and almost giving the impression to the C-Tickets website that you're from the website itself and it points you to other servers. I'm not going to talk about it in any more detail because I don't think it'd be responsible. I also am not that sure whether I believe it, because it's all well and good to say these things after the ticket sale, but who's actually got the IP addresses to do this before the ticket sale happens, or is quick enough to do it during the ticket sale? I don't buy it. I think it's just another one of these myths that go around to kind of imply people have been hard done by. Reese, what do you make of this?
Yeah, I agree. I think if there was such things, then they would have spread like wildfire either before or during the sale. You would have thought, there are always these rumours of, you know, people have got, let's call them whitelisted registrations because they've been five times before, so they'll always get in. People completely missing the point that I've got to get in to put my registration number in the first place. So I'm not sure I buy into it, if I'm completely honest.
I'm in a lot of WhatsApp chats which are festival related, and I know how hard it is for people to keep a secret. And if it was true, I think one of those WhatsApp chats between 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock would have lit up with someone saying, "Hey, everyone, I've got a secret way in." There would have been at least in one of those chats, but it wasn't.
I'm going to jump in. I also think if it was true and someone had found this way, they'd be selling it. Like, people would do anything to sell extra. You know, people resell their Gloucester tickets, which you're not supposed to do, for double the price. And then get told off for doing it, obviously. But if there was a way that you were almost guaranteed a ticket, someone would have, you know, made a profit from this. Someone would have sold something, surely.
I agree. Actually, I fully agree. There are people out there who offer, I think it was 50 quid a ticket, and they're saying, "Oh, we'll guarantee you a ticket, but we'll just charge you extra 50 quid on top." I don't buy it. I think all that they're doing is trying the same thing that everyone else is. Multiple devices, and then maybe they get through. I take it all with a pinch of salt.
Sure, they'll take your £50 as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You can't trust
them. Well, on that note, that, you know, of what Elise just said, I think the people that are, you know, let's say, selling a service, they may potentially just be sat in front of 100 PCs in their work office or something. Yeah. I don't think there's anything more than it to that. I think it is luck, but you can increase your odds by having more devices, more people trying. Granted, that goes against the whole one device, one tab thing that they keep tweeting out, but it is luck. But you can buy yourself some extra luck, I guess, by using more devices.
I think there's an episode of The Simpsons where Homer buys 1,000 tickets, and Marge is like, "Oh, the chances are 1,000,000 to 1. And he turns around and goes, "No, it's 1,000,000 to 1,000. Something in that way of thinking when it goes to getting a Glastonbury ticket.
I do like the way we try to shoehorn The Simpsons into pretty much every conversation as well, by the way. Even Ticket Day gets it. Lovely.
Before we wrap up, and sadly there's been lots of people who are unsuccessful getting Glastonbury tickets, but there is other ways to get into the festival. The reason I introduced Reese as the luckiest man when it comes to competitions wasn't this Florence holiday that he seems to have won, but you did once win Glastonbury tickets.
That's right, and I've dropped myself in it with the Florence trip as well, which clearly you'd forgotten about, so let's gloss over that.
Such a lucky man.
Yes, well, yes, there are a number of competitions. I think last year the most popular one was probably the Tony's Chocolates, which I think everyone referred to as the Wonka Bars. People raiding Oxfam shops, basically, to buy as much chocolate as they could.
Big up the Oxfam crew.
Yep, there you go, Tilly. Should have been in there last year. You could have got yourself some chocolate.
I never managed to make it.
Not the cheese.
Oh, we've got to stop bringing up the festival, haven't we, and getting in. Sorry.
How about buying copious amounts of cheddar cheese? That's also a way. I think the co-op, other supermarkets are available. But the co-op. I don't know if I'm supposed to say this. We're not sponsored anyway.
Yeah,
go to the co-op, buy some of the Glastonbury cheese. What are they going to do? Shut me down?
Please sponsor me, co-op.
we're going to tell people to go to Morrison's instead.
Asda.
Yeah, great idea.
So they did. They did cheese. People won. I think it was like 10, 15 pairs of tickets people won through that. Tills, you've got another route in, which is volunteering, right?
Yeah, volunteering with Oxfam is a good route. And it does, I know people say it every year, but it does seem to be like a not very well-known route in, even though, you know, we would argue as volunteers that it's the best route in because, you know, you're getting in the festival arguably for free. You have to pay a deposit, but you get your money back after you work. You are getting your own showers, your own toilets, your own campsite, and also you get to meet the loveliest people. Not Bill, though, because I did meet him in Oxfam. He doesn't count.
And you don't have to camp with people like Reese. bragging about how they got in with free tickets that they won.
Don't have to hear stories of Florence and
insufferable.
Absolutely insufferable. Another thing people used to describe me. Thank you.
It's just not just your look. Just your look. So there is loads of ways you can get in. There's a resale as well, isn't there?
Yeah, resale, which I am going to try for in the resale as well. And, you know, all these different organisations you can volunteer with. There's WaterAid and Greenpeace and this, that and the other.
Don't give up. If you really want to go, I think you'll find a way. You've just got to register for every mailing list, buy all the chocolate, buy all the cheese, and something will work for you.
Yeah, I've not volunteered myself. I've always said that I would rather volunteer than not go to the festival, but I think this was covered in another one of your podcasts, Bill, but it's worth noting, I believe, with Oxfam, if you steward another festival before Glastonbury, does that get you, I believe, a priority stewarding access as well? So,
yeah, if you do two in a year, then the next year you pretty much guarantee yourself a
not to be a Glastonbury with O2 place. Priority.
Of course not. No. Although I tell you what, let's scrap this podcast. Let's get Glastonbury on O2 priority because I'm on O2.
Wouldn't that be amazing? I think, Tills, it would be worth doing a Glastonbury specific Oxfam. What's it like? Because there's so much that there is to talk about.
Yeah, I could literally speak for a whole episode about it. And because that's the only way I've ever done it, like, I almost don't know any differently. Like, that is my Glastonbury experience. So I don't really have anything to compare it to be honest.
Yeah, well, let's get you back and we'll chat about Oxfam at Glastonbury. Thank you everyone for listening. Hit the follow button on Apple and Spotify if you want to hear more episodes. Tilly, thanks for coming along. Hopefully we'll get you on another episode. Reese, you too. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on here.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me on. And Tills, I'll see you on the farm as well. We'll get you there, whether it be resale or you're volunteering. We'll see you on the farm as well.
Yep, can't wait to watch that refresh button again.